Frost out of the shotgun, fields a snap, drops the pass, looking left side. Now he has pressure, bounces out of there. Now he's scrambling. Man's open in the end zone. He fires it in the end zone. It's caught. Vasquez has it for a TD. His third TD grab of the year. Great job of scrambling by Lance Frost in a 7-yard TD pass, his second TD pass of the night.
Tell you what, I don't think that's the way that play was drawn up, but it all works out exactly the same. As that bunch formation arise, Frost was really looking left. He was looking to try to hit the single receiver left. He had to scramble to his right. There were three Centennial receivers that were all kind of in the same general area. He threw it up there, and there you go. And there's the extra point. All right, we got a game here going.
El Dorado 17, Centennial 17, 3:12 to play in the second quarter on the Cisbaro Buick GMC scoreboard on 98.7 FM. Welcome back. It's 17 all, 3:12 to play in the half. The Hawks were down two TDs at one point. Two TD passes for Lance Frost tonight, 84 yards passing and two TDs. The Hawks are about two-thirds run offense this year, but they're getting it done through the air. Frost has the hot hand now. Here's the kick return out across the 30 to the 33, and that's where the Eagles will start. Frost is hit on seven consecutive passes, including two TD passes. He was hitting 60% of his passes coming into the game. He is 8 for 10 for 84 yards and two TDs, Bob.
I'll tell you what, he's making things happen. You know, I really like the variety in the play calling that Centennial is doing. They had El Dorado a little bit back on their heels a little bit, like what's coming next? What's coming next? Well, anyway, let's see if El Dorado can keep that option going, and that's been their bread and butter play since the start of this game.
First and 10 for the Eagles at their own 34 in a tie game, and it's Hoffman pitching it off, and there's some Hawks out there to defend the pitch to the short side of the field, and Guree gets tackled at the line of scrimmage, no gain.
Let me tell you something. I hope I have time to say this. The most dangerous guy is the fullback because every step he takes is forward. The second most dangerous guy is the quarterback. The third most dangerous guy is the pitch because the pitch takes too long. You get the pursuit over there, and that's exactly what happened. They had to pitch the ball, beating El Dorado, and the whole pursuit by Centennial stopped it for no gain.
Second and 10 for the Eagles at their own 34-yard line. Hoffman fields a perfect snap. Hands off to West. West gets popped and dropped after a yard gain. Donovan in on the stop. He's joined in the tackling by Damian Davila. So the two linebackers combined to bring down the running back. And now it is third down and 9 for the Eagles at their own 35.
You know, I might be seeing something, Jeff, but I want you to, you know, you got better eyes. You're younger than I am.
Barely.
But it looks to me like just before the ball is snapped, the two backs are leaning forward. You just take a look at it and see. They're not stepping forward, but they're kind of leaning in the direction that they want to go. Maybe I'm seeing something crazy, and it just appears that's what's happening.
Crowd trying to help the Hawks play defense. Third down and 9, and El Dorado wants a timeout. 1:40 to play in the half. It's the Hawks 17. The Eagles 17 on the Cisbaro Buick GMC scoreboard on 98.7 FM back in 30 seconds. Jeff Matthews and Bob Sherman, Martin Fernandez producing tonight. It's 1:40 to play in the second quarter at the Field of Dreams. El Dorado, who led by two TDs early, and the Centennial Hawks are tied at 17. Third down and 9 for the Eagles at the Eagle 35.5-yard line. Zach Hoffman, who has been a wide receiver most of the year at quarterback, he's lined up in the pistol with trips to the left, one receiver to the right side, a solo running back behind him. And the Hawks are dancing around at the line of scrimmage. And the snap back to Hoffman, looking right side, fires in the pass incomplete up at the 49-yard line. It was intended for Thomas Jones. One thing they lose with Hoffman being the quarterback is he was a terrific receiver for him.
Yeah.
But that pass was nowhere close. So I have Hoffman 2 for 4 for 35 yards and a TD. And it's a 3-and-out for El Dorado when the Hawks have two timeouts left. Clock stopped with 1:36 to play in the half in a tie game.
You know, you got to give Pettis, too, Centennial good credit, because I tell you what, he was right on it all the way on that sideline route. The ball had to be perfectly thrown, which it wasn't. Very high short punt.
It's going to hit at the 43, takes a big El Dorado bounce and roll and goes out of bounds back at the Centennial 32. So they about double the punt on the bounce and roll, and it's not going to turn out to be so bad as the Hawks start at their own 32. 1:28 to play in the half, and it's tied at 17 on the Sisbaro Buick GMC scoreboard.
You know, that last offensive play, too, they got out of that pistol eye that we've been talking about. They had a standard trips to one side, single back to the other side, one back in the backfield. It was going to be a sideline route, just a short sideline route, a sticks route, I call it, just enough to get the first down. Coverage was good. Pass was bad.
Rodriguez and two other receivers wide to the right. Vasquez is over there as well. Trujillo comes wide to the left by himself. First and 10 for the Hawks at their own 32-yard line. Frost marks him out, drops the pass. The blitz is on. He sprints right to get away from the blitzer. He's in trouble. He's going to throw on the move, and the pass is complete up at the 43. He got rid of it. It's second down and 10. That ends a string of seven straight completions for Lance Frost. The Eagles said, to heck with that, we're blitzing.
Well, they put pressure. They blitzed, and not only did they blitz, but they got good pressure. I mean, it all worked.